Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Eight fifty-one Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. That's when we get to find out about some of the animals at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter who are just ready and waiting to be adopted this week. And to help us do that, Amber Francisco is joining me live on the telephone from the shelter this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And how are things at the shelter this week? Are you still pretty full?
Still pretty full. I think we stay full all the time, but we've got some amazing animals that are just waiting for people to come down and meet them and take them home.
There you go. Well, let's talk about some of them. There's a few on the list this week, and so tell me about Boy.
Boy is a playful 1-year-old border collie mix, looking for just a family to call his own. He's, you know, loves people, is very, very treat motivated, as most dogs are. You've got to come down and meet him and see all his tricks that he will do for his treats and want to take him home.
Okay. All right. That's Boy, available at the shelter this week. So is Carlos.
Yes, Carlos is an active pup. He's about a little over a year old, and he is looking for an active family where he would get lots of attention and lots of exercise. He would probably do best in a dog without cats and be the only dog because he wants all the attention. So you got to come meet him today. If you can see the picture of him, he's got that big smile on his face, just hoping that you will see him and want to come down and meet him.
There you go, that big smile. That's true. Very true. Okay. And last but certainly not least is Missy.
Yes, Missy is a sweet but very timid 1-year-old shepherd mix looking for a quiet home, a home with, you know, no younger children because she's a little nervous, especially here at the shelter, where she can just relax and, you know, learn her new environment, get to know her new place to call home and just relax and be quiet.
Right. Okay. That's what she's looking for.
That's what she's looking for, a quiet home with not a lot of noise and not a lot of activity. She's very, very stressed here at the shelter and just needs a place to relax and become a dog again.
There you go. Okay. Well, and again, we always advise folks to come down and talk to the folks, the volunteers or the workers at the shelter, and maybe they can match up one of these dogs depending on what the family situation is or the home situation is, right? And so that's an important thing to know about some of these animals, right?
Absolutely. I mean, she would not do well in a, you know, noisy house with lots of kids. It would she would probably, you know, break down even more than she is here. But we have dogs of all shapes and sizes and cats of all activity levels, so yes, come down, and one of our staff or volunteers will definitely help you find the right fit for your family.
There you go. And sometimes seeing them outside of the kennel is best as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You always tell us that, too.
Yes, they some of them, they get excited when people walk by and they don't have the best kennel presentation.
Right.
But seeing them outside of their kennel and getting to see their true personality shine, you know, even signing up to take them for a walk before you adopt them, we always recommend just getting them out of their kennels, seeing who they truly are.
True. And dog walking is a great way to do that, I think, too, right? To see them out on a leash and just get them some exercise and interact and see how it goes.
Absolutely. It's one of the best ways to get to know all of our dogs. So even if you're not looking for a lifetime companion and you want to come down and help out, dog walking is a great way to do that because it gets exercise and socialization for the dogs and an exercise for the people.
There you go. That's very true. And just because we don't have any cats on the list this week doesn't mean you don't have any at the shelter, right?
Nope. We still have quite a few cats.
Okay.
I was at home yesterday and couldn't access my cat pictures.
Not a problem. I just wanted to make sure that we understand that there are cats available.
Yep. We still have plenty of cats available.
Okay, sounds great. Well, Amber, thank you for your time this morning. We always appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
Thank you, Scott. You have a great week.
All right, thanks. You too. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She meets with me every Tuesday at this time to talk about some of the pets that are available at the shelter. And as a reminder, we always remind you to check out some of the shelters and rescue organizations when you are planning to add a pet to your family. And we do this segment every week. You can help us spread the word by sharing it from our social media platforms, Facebook and YouTube. The video, of course, the podcast will be available later on today on all the social media and all the podcast platforms like Spotify and iTunes and places like that. So you can help us spread the word about these great deserving pets that are available for adoption at our local shelter. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, everyone. Don't forget that KSJE is also a community-supported radio station. We work with your support, so thank you for doing that. If you would like to find out the ways that you can support us and our work here at KSJE, just go to our website. There's lots of ways to do that, ksje.com/support, and pick the level that best fits within your budget. Thanks for joining me this morning. Have a great Tuesday. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning, a little after 8 o'clock. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico, from San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.